So if you're all right, I'll go to that one.
Yes.
This would be just a, it's a final on a, easement adjustment on the Woods Ranch Wildlife Management Area in Region 1. With this one, we're just seeking final approval to adjust a right-of-way easement held by the Lincoln Electric Cooperative. Right now, it's the easement is for a 2-mile above ground power line that crosses the wildlife management area. That power line or a big portion of it was damaged by a tree blowdown earlier this year. And so they want to replace it, and they're proposing to replace it with an underground power line. So they would switch from a 2-mile above ground power line to a 0.65 mile buried power line. And then that power line would follow existing roads and on the WMA already, so the impacts would be pretty minimal. So we think it's good for the wildlife management area, it's good for the electric company, and so we're supportive of moving forward on that. We did an environmental assessment and put it out for public review. We received just 2 comments. One was in support and one was no position. So we're recommending the commission approve this utility easement adjustment with the Lincoln Electric Cooperative on the Woods Ranch WMA.
Do I have a motion?
Chairman, I would move the commission approve the proposed utility easement adjustment with Lincoln Electric Cooperative on the Woods Ranch Wildlife Management Area as proposed.
Second.
Motion and a second. This is a final, but I'll go ahead. Is there any public comment?
Chair Colton, it does not look like there is any comment.
All right, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I just got a text from Kurt Alt from the Montana Wild Sheep Foundation and the National Wild Sheep Foundation. He's the victim of the technological problem with public comment. And he just wanted to voice his support and gratitude on the Whiskey Ridge CE. They're proud to be a funding partner and a supporter of that outfit. I know it's a little late, but he wanted me to make sure I brought that up. Thank you.
Well, I wondered if it was that number 690 looked familiar from previous meetings. So, Kurt, if you can hear us, thank you. We know how hard you work for these organizations, and you're with these organizations and for them. And the work you do is amazing. I mean, now you're restoring sheep all over the globe, and so it's pretty fascinating. I'm hoping someday COVID goes away and I go chase those sheep on the other side of the globe, because Martha's never going to give me a 482 tag. I don't think I'm in a position to go buy one at the auction. So anyway, thank you, Kurt. And we hear you.
You're second in line, Shane.
What's that?
You're second in line on that permit.
I understand.
I was going to say, with the way you fill your elk permits, it probably wouldn't be a big jump.
Ouch, Jesse. Exactly. Martha, you should just give me one. It's not like I'm going to get one.
Mr. Chair, I'm keeping a list of all those types of requests.
All right.
I don't get very many of them.
No, I can imagine not. You know, what I would do is I'd pass up some, you know, decent-sized legal ram and then have to eat my tag. That seems to be my modus operandi. Anyway, thanks again, Kurt. I don't want to belabor it, but you know, the town of Winifred has a lot going for it right now with a benefactor and just some energy that's being created over there and some commerce. And it seems to be an area where people are going to start moving to. And, you know, I think it had 25, 30 years, and the kids going to high school there and their families, you know, this opportunity they have to go out there and hunt all manner of species, you know, and the lucky ones even getting a once in a lifetime amazing opportunity to hunt the best bighorn sheep on the planet. So it's it's pretty exciting to see how our conservation work can go hand in glove with these small communities and their sustainability. And their prosperity is in the way Winifred's looking. So anyway, Mount Jumbo Forestry.
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to remind you, you can always buy one of those $5 super tags to get into 482 as well.
Believe me.
All right. The next item we have is we're looking for final approval.